Today we are speaking to Matthews George, the CIO of MetLife Australia, about the company's approach to cyber resilience and the importance of creating a good security framework to mitigate the risk of attack. Matthews, what does cyber resilience mean to you?
Our businesses are built on trust, and the way we do business is changing. We live in a digital era. So now 50% of our new business applications, new insurance applications, come online or mobile. Almost 40% of our employees use BlackBerries, iOS devices, mobile devices to connect into their work. Almost 50% of our employees use laptops. They work from home, they work from remote locations. So the way we do business is changing, but the customers still trust us. That's the way the business flourish. So to me, the cyber resilience, what that means is understanding the business that we are in, understanding the modern day threats around that business, and having the adequate defense around them. B would be an effective detection and monitoring if there were any intrusion. And the third would be an effective process and a mechanism in place to react and repair if some damage were to be done.
Can you share with us one to two examples of how you're ensuring your organization is more cyber resilient?
Information security and cyber resilience especially is increasingly important to MetLife. It features on our agenda in strategic planning, day-to-day operations, and everything that we do. How we ensure this gets good focus is by ensuring during our strategic planning, minimum 3% investment goes towards information security. That makes sure there is enough investment and adequate resources to maintain and uplift the ISO 27001 certification and the PCI DSS standards that we comply with. Another example that I could share is MetLife is a global organization, multiple countries, heterogeneous business. So rather than having the individual countries do their own security detection and monitoring, we brought it all together and partnered with a security organization to collect all these logs, the activity logs, any security logs, and for them to do the analysis and detection for us.
How important is it to work with lines of business on building security into everything that you do?
Security is everyone's responsibility. If it was just for IT security, they would have locked everything up and say the organization is secure, but then the business cannot operate. So security is extremely important for everyone. And how we go about it is for IT security to understand what the business is doing, what are the threats around the way the business is operating, and then educating them and putting in adequate controls so that the business can continue to operate with adequate security controls while it is still easy for customers to do business with us.
What do you consider to be the key elements needed in a solid security intelligence framework today to mitigate the risk of attack?
The security and intelligence framework revolves around identification, detection, and mitigation of a security risk. So for me, the key elements would be having a solid security governance framework in place, having adequate resources to manage the security framework, and the third would be to have an effective process to review and continuously improve the security elements.
What policies do you have in place with suppliers and partners to ensure they are not the weakest link in your cyber resilience strategy?
Throughout our procurement lifecycle, from vendor selection, request for proposals, and through contract negotiations, we emphasize to our suppliers, to our partners, that in MetLife's information security policies would apply to them as well. Prior to appointment, we work with a professional services firm to subject a supplier through almost 200 information security controls and test them on how they perform. Any gaps, if identified, we then work with the business owner of that relationship to understand what is the risk rating in the nature of the services being provided. And that is then understood before we appoint a vendor. And we don't just stop there during appointment. That annual vendor review process brings back any gaps or keeps testing them if they are still up to the standards when they were when we appointed them.